WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
Jamie, thank you. What's up, everyone? It's Billy the Kid back here on LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's homecoming weekend 2019. You've got me for the next 2 hours until Joe Honnerkamp. He'll come your way at 2 p.m. Till then, we've got a lot to get to. We've got some special guests itching to get on the air. Hopefully a call-in or two. First, we'll be taking a trek back into WCWP history. The time period will be the early 2000s when a new format hit the WCWP airwaves. That format, Prison Break Radio. Let's kick it off with one of my all-time favorite bands from that time period. It's Trust Company on WCWP.
Fear in me so deep, it gets the best of me.
It's Billy the Kid here, homecoming weekend 2019, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I officially retired my Yankee hat last night. What a brutal loss. I cannot believe they made it such a close series without getting anything out of some of their big bats. Oh well, bring on the NHL. The Islanders, 4-game win streak, so we got that going for us, which is nice. Got a call from William. My son wants to hear some System of a Down. So you know what? I'll play it for you. How do you use the phone? I don't know. That there, Anthrax, Safe Home here on LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's Billy the Kid homecoming weekend 2019. And I talked about it in the beginning of the show. I have a couple of special guests joining us. One guy, he's not so special. He comes down here usually every Thursday when I'm doing my rock show thing. Joey C., welcome to the program this afternoon. I'm glad you got up so early.
Billy, happy homecoming weekend, Holmes.
That's right. And Big L, Lou,
hey.
Thanks for coming down.
You're welcome.
From now, the big bucket of chicken.
Hey, 2003 call that says he wants his radio show back.
Awesome.
You know what's funny? If you think about homecoming weekend when we used to be here as students.
Yes.
12 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't think we would have been at the station on a Sunday.
Not consciously, anyway.
No.
Or not, you know, as lucid as we would like to have been.
Yes, well.
No.
I don't think we would have known what the word lucid meant at that time.
We would have 100% taken full advantage of a party at WCWP on a Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
We would have been an absolute disaster. If we would have made it to the station for a 6 p.m. show on a Sunday, I would have been impressed.
Well, at the very least, you would have known what we were drinking the night before because you would have smelled like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, these are all true statements.
They are. I remember the first homecoming show I came back as alumni and did. I did a 8 a.m. show on Saturday morning.
As if anybody was listening.
And that could tell you like how much I matured as an adult from 1 year from college into an alumni. Yeah. I was able to get up for an 8 a.m. show on the radio. I was so desperate to have my voice heard by my mom and my sister that I got up that early in the morning.
That's dedication,
so they could hear
Bill.
Me.
That is dedication,
by literally a dozen people.
Wow, I really like, you know what? You really have a positive outlook, Lou, because there was definitely not a dozen people listening.
that's very generous of me. You know what? I'm just trying to give you a little boost, a little ego boost, that's all.
Maybe by 10 a.m. when most of the alumni were waking up, I had a few listeners tuning in.
Yeah.
Awesome. But,
yeah.
Well, you know, this is a big weekend here at WCWP.
Yes.
A lot of the alumni came back last week. We had our big alumni Hall of Fame induction.
Yes.
We have a couple new people.
Who's the inductees this year?
You know, I was kind of hoping that while I talked about it, maybe I'd do some research.
Well, you're the big notes guy.
Because
I'm
the guy talking here, and you're okay. I guess you could be my producer.
I got you covered.
We didn't really do a lot of pre-prep,
I got you covered.
That's okay. But while you do that, I'm going to mention a couple things, though. We do have a live video feed going out to everybody on the internet. I don't know how it goes out there, if it's on Facebook or whatnot.
I think it goes directly to the NTSB or what is it? Who's the people watching us?
The CIA?
No, NSA.
NSA.
Boom.
Okay.
There it is.
NTSB is National Transportation Safety Board. That's
Alexa's recording us, definitely.
Alexa.
There's a video feed. Apparently, there's an audio feed, too. So if you guys can't get enough of what we're saying while we're live on the air, you can listen to us off the air as we make even less sense talking about past stories and whatever the other nonsense is coming out of our mouths. We have a couple other things coming up today. Hopefully, DJ Disco DJ, I can't even say his name
Disco
right.
Disco
DJ. DFK Disco J.
DFK J.
He might be calling in later. DJ Jen, DJ Skittle, DJ Envy, DJ Clueless, whatever her name is to you.
Well, she said she might be calling in later today. She had to get to the migraine awareness.
Well, she's going to be checking in for the emergency room, hopefully, and she can let us know what's going on.
Excellent.
Joe Bowles, he's supposed to be stopping in, and we might have another special guest calling in around 1:15. Some of you guys may know him as T-Bag. The rest of you guys may know him as Travis. Yeah. He might be checking in later on. So,
it's a real fun-filled afternoon we guys got for you.
All right, we're going to take a short break, play some promos, let you guys know what's coming up here at WCWP. We come back, hopefully have those homecoming induction people, Joe.
Maybe? I'm working on it.
All right, Joe. You know what? Honestly, don't work too hard. I don't want you to get a headache over there.
Okay.
Alice Cooper comes to the Tillis Center
on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And we are back here. Homecoming weekend 2019, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Billy the Kid, Joey C, Big L Lou, all hanging out with you until 2 p.m. today. Have to give a quick hello out to our pal Eric listening in East Hills. We're going to send that Anthrax song, Safe Home, out to you. I know you were trying to find a song that I was going to play today. Your genre didn't mix with mine. I apologize. Maybe if you find something later on in the early 2000s.
It's got to be hard.
It's got to be heavy. It's got to be hard. So make sure.
I can't let it go.
It fits perfectly with your shirt, Lou.
Yeah, I can't let it go.
It fits perfectly with that shirt you're wearing. All right, we're going to get back to the music. This banjo, you know, there's a lot of great clubs in Manhattan, in Brooklyn, in Queens that heavy metal came out of.
Well, it used to be.
Well, there used to be. CBGB's one of them.
Lamar's.
And this other club is a place that we got to go see a band called Supervillain.
Yes.
They played at a club in Lamar, this place called Lamar in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Now, Supervillain, cool guys, cool band. I don't think I would have gone to Brooklyn to see them. But when I heard they were playing at Lamar and you were going to drive me there, which was the biggest thing because I was not driving to Brooklyn.
Which I did.
I decided that, you know what, I'm going to go see these guys. And looking back on it now, I'm very happy I went because there's a few things in life that I didn't get to do that disappointed me. One of them, I never went to Cancun on spring break. Should have done that.
Sorry, buddy.
CBGB's, never made it there.
No, we didn't. I'm surprised we didn't make it there because of all the shows that we went to and all, and we were going to one show a week and we never made it to CBGB. For whatever reason, it just never happened.
Becoming a millionaire, that didn't happen for me yet, but I still have hope for that one.
Time. You still got time.
Yeah, exactly. But the Lamar, Club Lamar in Brooklyn, that was incredible. Going to see Supervillain was a lot of fun.
Yes. One big thing about Lamar in Brooklyn, which a lot of people do not know, Metallica slept there before their show in 1983, which a lot of people don't know.
Well, thank you for that. And you still have you gotten the information for the homecoming?
Yes, I did get the information for you, pal. Christina Kay and Alan Setzer, congratulations to both of you.
I don't think it's Brian Setzer. I think it's Alan Seltzer.
Alan Seltzer?
There you go.
You think so?
I thought it was pronounced Setzer. I know.
Excuse me, buddy.
Anyway, so we got to see these guys in Club Lamar in Brooklyn. And one of my favorite parts of the show was at the very end, they come over, they're talking with us, and, you know, we're the big WCWP DJs, and now we play their music on the radio.
We reached out. We had the far reach of air coverage for 15 miles.
Is it 15 miles? That's a lot.
Yeah, well, we go to Yonkers also.
We do.
So my favorite part is at the very end, we get to take a picture with the band. So there's this picture of me and Joe with the band, and you know we got our leather jackets on, and our hard looks like this, look like total tools. It's incredible.
Oh, we were badasses.
We were. We had our leather jackets. We felt like we were part of the band, and
these washed up no name guys.
I'll tell you though, they were a lot of fun to hang out with.
They were.
Three badasses look like 2019 pedophile. Another guy's updating your closet.
True story.
All right. Well, here they are. One of our favorite bands from our Masters of Metal time at WCWP. These guys from New York, heavy, hard, loud, a track called War Torn from Supervillain here on LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That is Chevelle here on LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It is homecoming weekend 2019. Billy the Kid here, Joey C, Big L.
Word.
On this early afternoon on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Most people getting ready, I guess, to watch some football. Us, we're sitting here talking to you on the radio.
They're hydrating. They're getting their fluids in.
Exactly.
Because they've had a rough night. That's usually how it...
Preparing. Know.
Taking your pain meds after the fact.
You know, when we started here at WCWP, there was really like no other way of listening to this station other than listening over the air. Then slowly but surely, web came.
Yes.
And it made it a little bit more accessible to everybody.
Of course. Yep.
You got people listening all over the world and stuff, but you had to log on the computers, a pain in the neck. You had to be by a computer to listen, so it wasn't really that great. But hey, you know what? It helped with colleges and stuff like that. Well, now WCWP has gotten even more technologically
advanced.
Advanced. There's my word. Thank you.
I'm right in there.
There it is.
They have the WCWP radio app. You can find it on the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, whatever that is.
It is free.
It's free. You download it, and basically two clicks, and you have WCWP coming through your phone, through your iPod, whatever you have.
You can text a link to your friends.
Whatever your kids are listening to these days.
Exactly.
On your Zunes.
Oh, it is pretty nice.
Old bastard, you said whatever you kids are listening to these days? Jesus.
The only problem I have as a person that is bound to data, I can't listen to too much because if I run out, my sisters will be very upset with me.
Oh, no.
But if you're an unlimited data person, you can listen all day.
Well,
why don't you guys
bro.
Splurge the extra like $7 and get the unlimited data?
I'm tight, man. Tight. Times are tight here, you know?
You squeak when you walk, Bill. Jesus Christ.
I'm lucky to even have enough money to get gas to come to this place. It's a long drive, you know what I'm saying?
Is it really now? What's your Islander hat now?
It's a hike. It's an old Islander hat.
I know, buddy. It's okay.
Listen, if you want to hear something today, 516-299-2030 is the number. You can give us a call. I'm probably not going to play it, but hey, you know what? You can give us a call anyway. we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Let's see what we got coming up.
Beggars can't be choosy.
I don't know.
Sitting here. Yeah,
we'll see what comes along. Stick around.
It's all online at WCWP.org.
And we are back here, homecoming weekend 2019, at a quiet WCWP
Bam!
Radio station. Billy the Kid. Big L, Joey C, all here. We got...
So it was quiet. I was trying to make it louder.
Yeah, but, you know, you can do that not while I'm talking and giving the radio.
Well,
I mean, I know... Listen,
quiet.
Joe, I know...
You know, come on.
I know that you aren't a broadcasting major, but usually when the host is talking, you kind of just keep your mouth shut.
It was background noise.
It's not a college radio show unless three people are speaking over each other.
Right. This is true.
If we had two more people in here, it would be a real college
radio show. Plus some real background noise,
two more
like
people,
you know, sirens and stuff.
Three more people standing in the room just making like ambient sounds, farts, and coughs.
I feel like there should be at least three people vaping.
Yeah.
You know, like there's got to be a couple hemp necklaces walking around here. And that's the best part is like... You know, as much as like things change in college, you still have the hemp necklace crew walking around.
Of course.
Yeah. You know?
You know what's coming back now, which I cannot believe it's making... Janko jeans is making a comeback. That's how you know you're old.
Well,
like when your fashions are coming back around,
yeah.
That's how you know you're an old bastard.
I couldn't afford them then, and I'm not buying them now.
Oh, God.
You know, it's all about comfort, gentlemen. Just because I have big thighs doesn't mean I care about fashion. I just want to be comfortable. And Janko provides me that comfort to be able to sit down and squat, not be able to split my pants.
Billy, thank God this is radio, because if you could see my face right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you can.
Did you just say that?
Where can you actually watch this webcam? We're being webcammed right now. It's being...
Watch it on the internet.
On the interwebs.
Very good.
You know what's funny is that we're equally as unprepared now as we were when we were actually on the air. It's just amazing.
I mean, nothing's...
It's awesome.
A lot hasn't changed. I got here on time, which is unheard of,
Bill.
It's amazing. I was afraid I was going to get here and Joe Manfredi was going to call me and tell me I'm suspended.
You aren't going to send a group text message out to six people saying, who wants to start the big bucket of chicken at 12 o'clock for me?
Yeah,
is anybody at the station? Because that was one of my favorite things we did on Thursday nights. We used to have, you know, it was college Thursday night.
Drunk
you partied
fest.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it was drunk.
So
drunk
wherever you ended up, we all had a job at the radio station.
Yes.
So every Friday, we were supposed to be here at some point.
Yeah.
My hours were from 10 to 2.
Okay.
If I showed up at 11, 12 o'clock, it was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we had Chinese food lunch at
12:30.
Well,
we'll get to that. We'll be jumping ahead there, Joe. Slow down. Pump the brakes there, pal. Now, Lou, him and Kevin, he had a show at 12 noon.
12 to 2.
So, you know, we figured that
he'd make it by then.
They're two guys. They did their show, and the rest of us had office hours, so somebody would be here to start the show.
Exactly.
There was nothing better than getting that text message or that phone call. Like, is anybody at the station? Can someone just put a CD on? We'll be there in 15 minutes.
Can someone just put on Pink Floyd Echoes? Give us a good 24 minutes to roll in and, you know, sober up and eat pizza audibly on the microphone. Like, yeah, here next. So here's Indigata the Vita, the full version, so we can sober up.
I start Dante's Inferno for 13 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Now, Lou, one of my favorite stories, and every year we come on, we kind of talk about it, but we've never had you here to discuss it.
Oh, okay.
Was the infamous fight in the web radio studio between you and one of the SGA members.
It was the SGA president. And, okay, so Actually, just for a little backstory.
Go ahead.
Every Friday, we're on till 12 to 2. And, you know, what usually would happen is on a good day, me and Kevin were roommates. Like, we actually lived in the same room. So one of us would wake up first, and we would just, like heads or tails, like, hey, you go. I'll be there in a minute. And but this particular time, we both came in. Mike Lopez was here. Again, we all had jobs, so Mike Lopez was in the newsroom doing whatever he was doing. And we were playing music, and we got a phone call. So we're like, this is awesome. Like, you know, someone's actually listening at 12 o'clock on Friday.
On the web.
And it came from the inside the Tilla Center, the student area. There's monitors in there playing web radio, I guess, 24 hours a day. And the guy calls and says, hey, can you just lower the music? It's really loud, whatever, something like that.
So, as if we can.
One, no. And two, the TV is there. You lower the TV. I'm not lowering the music. So it's, you know, that doesn't make any
sense. You had the magic volume button. You didn't
know
that.
So what we did was, as mature semi-adults, was we hung up the phone. We then began to, we got back on the mic. And then we began to just make fun of this person. We started making fun of his mom. We started saying all sorts of things about him. Like,
extremely maturely.
Real personal, like, just like, this guy's a whatever. You couldn't curse.
Real mature, Rondell.
We were really, like, laying into this guy. While it's going on, Mr. Billy House here is in the station. So is Mike Lopez. We have Mike Lopez come into the station, I believe. First you, like, called in also as his mom. And we're yelling at him or something like that. So a very impromptu skit about this guy's horrible life that we
Luke,
made up.
Lou, if I might interrupt you really quick. It was Mike Lopez called in as this gentleman.
Yes, that's correct.
And he was complaining about the music. And I was in the background screaming, can you get off the phone? I need to talk. Son, it's time. And he's like, mommy, please be quiet.
Yes, exactly.
So carry on.
You refresh my memory. I was.
We all remember certain parts of it.
Yeah,
it was, and that's good that we have both of us together to kind of put the whole
piece
story
together. Because we were definitely intoxicated.
very badly.
It's one of those things where you're not like actively drinking or doing drugs, but you wake up and you're still breaking down the alcohol and drugs from the night before. So anyway, so we do this whole thing. It was actually like our best moment on the Big Bucket of Chicken. We hang up the phone, the fake phone call. We start playing music. Literally in seconds, the door flies open. This is before the WWP door was locked at all times. I believe this is probably why it was locked. He comes in and bursts into the studio. But before we can say anything, like, hey, what are you doing here? Our old office director, Joe Manfredi, grabbed him. And they bring him into the office. And then Dan Cox and Joe Manfredi are, like, talking this guy off the ledge because he's, like, super angry.
Emotion.
And while he's in there, with the monitor in the office playing our show, we get back on the mic, talk about what just happened to really rile him up even more, and we play a special request for him, which was Sarah McLachlan in the Arms of an Angel. Just really did not help the guy settle down in the least, and he like
this guy
lost his mind. And you know, he was a student. He was the head of the SGA president, but he was like a 23-year-old guy. Like, I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Not one of his finer moments.
Yeah, definitely not. But that is probably our biggest achievement as the Big Bucket of Chicken on the show.
In my 4 years here, that was one of my highlights. We always knew something good was going to come out of the Big Bucket of Chicken. We didn't realize that was going
to
be it.
That was the thing. That was our contribution to the universe at the time.
Oh, that was incredible. Well, you know what? Let's get back to the music. And this one here is going to go out to Joe Manfredi. He's the one who saved our lives that day.
Yes,
because anything could have happened that day. And without him there, who knows? So, Joe, sit back and enjoy this wonderful ballad from Chad Kroeger on WCWP. I am so high.